This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hawk, let's talk about women and their weddings.
Men's wedding season.
You know what? They say 82% of married women wish they could go back and change at least one thing about their wedding. And no, it's not the groom. Not the number one thing anyway.
We know what you're thinking, honey.
I was kind of surprised at what the number one thing was, but I wasn't surprised at some of the things on this list.
So I would think that they'd go back and spend less money, not make it as extravagant.
All right. I don't know if that's on there here in a second.
How about the dress?
I'll let you know if that one's on here in a second. Hawk, you want to guess?
How about the dress?
Okay.
Good one.
Original.
The bouquet, 17% said their bouquet, they think it's ugly now.
Aww.
That to me, maybe they just had to come up with more than they needed here. But my wife had a very pretty bouquet. I don't think she's ever second-guessed it.
Now, is it bouquet or bouquet?
Oh, well, it depends on where you're from.
Oh, does it?
And from where I'm from, it's a bouquet.
If she's your boo, it's a bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Do you play croquet or crouquet?
Neither.
See? next on the list was the bridesmaids. 21% of brides would replace at least one of the bridesmaids.
So they've
had a falling out, I guess.
It's not even a falling out, because I know I've been like a groomsman, always a groomsman, never the best man. But where you don't even stay in touch with those people anymore. Those guys. Like, I've got one guy, I was like in his wedding, groomsman in Phoenix, Arizona. I've not seen him in years.
This is bridesmaids, just to let you know.
Yeah, okay. But at the time, those people were important to you.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
I got you.
The engagement ring. 24% of brides said they would change the engagement ring.
They don't have a choice in that, though.
Well, they have a choice by the time the wedding comes along, I think. I mean, if they didn't like it, they could have said no, or they could have said, let's get something different.
If she wants to change the engagement ring, you need to change her.
Yes.
Change your bride.
Thank you.
Well, I think
she should
have some input.
I agree with Heidi on that.
No.
Please. Yeah.
Proposal's a surprise. She doesn't know anything about it. He gets the ring he proposes.
I'm surprised it's so small.
If she loves him. Yeah, leave her.
Surprise.
Leave her.
I'm with you, Heidi. My wife hinted around about what she wanted, and I started to get what I had always thought would be I was going to get a round cut, normal to me, standard diamond ring. And she had always told me that she wanted the emerald cut, which is the rectangle looking ones. I was dead set on getting the ring I thought was the traditional ring right up until I bought it. And I thought, you know what? It's not my ring. I'm not wearing it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get what she wanted because that's what, and it's the right thing to do.
It's the only time I've heard you say anything right in all these years.
All right. Next is the wedding photographer. 30% of the brides wish they had a different wedding photographer. That's because everyone who goes to Costco and buys a digital Rebel thinks they're a wedding photographer now. And they're like, yeah, I'll photograph your wedding for $100.
Mm. Always do your research there and go look and see some of their other wedding pictures they've taken.
Right.
Yeah.
Because just because someone has a big, nice camera doesn't mean they know how to take good pictures.
But then you got that uncle or aunt who bought the camera and you feel like you have to let them.
You don't.
You're like, I'll do it for you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Y'all get in the line now. Smile.
Where they went on the honeymoon? 31%. The wedding dress. 32% of the brides wish they had a different wedding dress.
Wow.
Well,
again,
that changes.
I think you're awfully picky if you're wishing you changed your dress.
Mm-hmm.
You had plenty of time on that one. The weather, 33%.
Mm. How can you change that?
Well, they wished that it were different.
Exactly. Thank you, Heidi. Number three was the amount of money they spent. Kato, 34% says Not because they spent too much. They wish they'd spent more.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hair and makeup was second at 38%. And the number one thing brides wish they could change,
what?
52% of them says they wish they could go back and rewrite the best man's speech.
Oh,
how many best men have blown the speech so badly that the bride wishes he'd never been born?
Well, let's see. Let's go to YouTube.
You can find them on there.
And why don't they just say no more? Best man speeches.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
I
mean, it's fun.
You do not have to do that.
It's a tradition. It's one of those things. I don't think any woman should get married without that sick feeling in the pit of her stomach of what is his friend going to say.
That's the thing. It's your wedding. You do whatever you want. You don't have to do a speech by the best man. That's it. You don't have to.
I disagree with Heidi on that one. I agree with her on that wedding and engagement ring thing, but this is blasphemy.
Can we change some things about the show?
No.
I'm wishing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.